these Tennesseans go into this area where the Bell Witch is, this cackle, female voice?
Female voice. Now, here's the thing. There's a movie out now, Sissy Spacek and Donald Sutherland, called American Haunting. And unfortunately distorts, is not very accurate at all. It starts with starts off pretty good, but for one thing, Kate Batts is supposed to be the old witch Kate Batts. The witch, well, this was already, Kate Batts was deceased and was already kind of a local legend, you know, this haunting. So whether it was, I don't think Kate Batts, I don't think her spirit, I don't think the entity had anything to do with it. I think this was a situation of guilt and progression. Dr. Fordor, doing psychoanalysis far removed from the scene, suggested that there may have been molestation with John Bell and Betsy. And this is always heralded, and of course it usually, and they even use it in the movie, the only time that a ghost killed someone. John Bell was killed by the entity, but murdered. What happened was his medicine was a poison was substituted for his medicine. So the witch did, the ghost, I'm saying witch now, poltergeist, we're doing a slash there, was responsible for John Bell's death. And during the funeral, cackled, sang body songs, gave curses, how happy John Bell was dead. Now, the Bell Witch stayed around. The Bell Witch, some people tell me, and they send me pictures from the Bell Witch cave showing a very strange kind of phenomena going on there. And the Bell Witch made predictions. The Bell Witch predicted such things as World War II. And remember, this is in 1820, predicted the Civil War. Many things. It's a fascinating, fascinating case. The materialization is so, this is now in the 1820s. And Mother Bell liked bananas. Well, how often do you get bananas in Tennessee in 1820? And the witch would say, well, I'll pick some for you. I'll go to the West Indies and pick some for you. And within just a few moments, bananas would drop out of the ceiling into the mother's lap. She liked hazelnuts. Hazelnuts would materialize, and then in front of all of them, the nuts would be cracked so the meat was available for the mother. So the mother fared very well. The father and Betsy were the objects. The fiancé of Betsy was driven completely out. And as I say, Andrew Jackson and his Tennessee frontiersmen, they tried to take it on, and they left the next morning. I mean, they said that, and as I say, that is an actual quote from Andrew Jackson saying, I'd rather take on the British again at New Orleans than to go up against the Bell Witch.
That's incredible. Scary as all heck, Brad.
Yeah, scary as all heck. Good for Halloween, right?
Good for any time of the year, but you're right. You're right about that. And did they ever find out why? What caused all this?
You know, and this is what I've said to people, and again, I don't suppose I can't be dogmatic about any of this. You know as well as I do, George. Anyone who tells you they have the answer, I mean, I don't want to sit beside them on a long bus ride because
I understand, yeah.
There are no experts in this field. There are no experts. We're all learning. But what I have found in the average, that's the operative word there, poltergeist case that I've investigated will run itself out in about 2 weeks. And that's why I've told police, I've told other people, you know, just console. I'm pretty certain this young person is the center. Console him, see what's really troubling him or her, and I think it will dissipate. But then I have gone to houses where the phenomena has, I mean, the most incredible phenomena, and then it has been going on for months. It's been going on for years, and it's extraordinary when you see these things or feel these things for yourself. I mean, you feel like you've stepped into a surrealistic dimension. And I'm not easily frightened. I've been doing this, you know, and as I've seen spirits since I was a little boy. But there is one particular house that I will admit, I still will sometimes have bad dreams about it. I mean, there was such a force there. There was such an energy. There have been a couple houses like that. And then the one where, you know, that really gave me my alteration of reality, my epiphany, of course, is when they... when the entity picked us up, you know, and dropped us. And that you have to say now we're dealing with an intelligence. This is not some phenomena. This is not a simply psychic residue. There's something here. There's a force, and there is an intelligent force that can interact with us. And that to me is what was frightening when I came to that realization. Before, when I was just kind of going through what I thought, you know, was the handy-dandy, helping people come to cope with hauntings in their homes. And then the realization that there actually is a force, there is an intelligence, there are intelligences that probably don't respect, doesn't make any difference how many books we've read or how smart we think we are, they don't respect us very much. And we have to be on guard. We really have to. That's why I hear from so many, God bless them. It seems like every town over 500 population has a ghost-busting society now. I talk to some of them, and they're well-prepared. Some, you know, have read two books, seen a special on the Discovery Channel, and they feel they're ghostbusters. I mean, it takes years of research and study and discretion. And you have to really know what you're up against, because some people can be hurt